For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. As Chris Villar said, we will have Dan Campbell today, 8:02 Lions head coach. We've got Greg Palm coming up at 6:35. Shake up in the top five, a new number one. And is this the week for Indiana? We'll find out. I can make a plea for the Hoosiers. But John, the headline is Jameson Williams. Two-game suspension, performance-enhancing substance. Your thoughts?
It's disappointing. You hate to lose a guy. You're going to lose guys throughout the course of the year due to injury. Obviously, we're hypersensitive to that, having lost Aiden Hutchinson. Hypersensitive because of what we saw last night. Two receivers go down for Tampa Bay, their top two targets, and all of a sudden their season looks completely different. And that's the only team that the Lions have lost to. Now, we talked last week, best offense in the NFL. What has made this offense better than it was last year?
J-Mo.
The number one thing is Jameson Williams. Now, timing also matters. And so you're looking at, and there's a lot of facets to this story, but it's happening when you're playing Tennessee. Do you need Jameson Williams to beat Tennessee?
Shouldn't.
Correct. But you never know.
And the following week is Green Bay.
That's the bigger one, obviously. It's division opponent. It's NFC opponent. It's all of those things. And they're obviously much better than Tennessee. So if you're picking the timing of this to happen, okay, you can accept it right now. But you don't want another thing about Jameson Williams.
Right. I mean, that was my first thought. I mean, it happened last night, broke last night. And I go, J-Mo again.
Well, so, okay, J-Mo again. J-Mo again only because of the gambling suspension that was six that was reduced to four.
Yeah.
Now this is two. This is the second year in a row. This is, I'm trying in my mind, I think a lot of people have this going on. It feels like it's always J-Mo. It's always J-Mo. The ACL.
Not his fault.
Not his fault. And that was, he came with that. And so this is the second one. It's two games, and there are guys that you just put up with some stuff because they're just that good.
Oh yeah, I'm not suggesting like I'm out on him.
No. But I'm willing
to put up with it. But John, this is a problem because you know you mentioned Aiden's injury and you mentioned last night the Bucs injuries. It's one thing to miss because of an injury. It's another thing to miss because you can't follow the rules.
And here's the thing about the rules. I know a lot of things that have obviously changed since I was in an NFL locker room. But even at that time, there's a list and it's plastered multiple places in the locker room. And it's in the cafeteria. It's multiple places around the building. You also get these, and I don't know if they're emails now or packets. I still get things mailed to me. But there's always a list. And you would have to have your head in the sand to not see the list of banned substances or the gambling policy, all the other things that they're telling you. You can't do these things. You can't eat these things. You can't take these in any way, shape, or form. And along with that is you're responsible for anything that goes into your body. So the excuse of, well, it's not on the ingredients list. This is a contaminant, and it was mixed in a vat that was used to mix something the week before, and it was residue. All of those things are non-excuses because they'll even give you a list of these are the companies that we have investigated, they're certified, we approve because of how they go about providing their health substances. And if you have something that is in your system, it is 100% on you. So there's no getting out of this. And J-Mo didn't try and get out of it.
No,
he said, hey, I'm going to take it on the chin. Yeah. And it's just unfortunate, but I do want to caution our listeners, because when the gambling thing happened, it was jumping all over him because, well, he's just never available. And that was on the heels of the ACL, and then he was back after the 11th game and just wasn't very productive as a rookie because, he was a rookie coming off an ACL. I don't want people to start piling on. This is unfortunate. It should have been prevented, should not have happened. But I'm not in the category yet of it's always J-Mo.
It's fair. It's second year in a row where he's been suspended for a violation of NFL rules.
Yeah.
And I think you're allowed to be agitated about it. This team's chasing a one seed. He's a critical part of this offense. He's a fun football player. Like, disappointed would maybe be the word I would use. I mean, I think he was careless because of what you said. And I'm happy you said it, because your perspective, even though it's not, two, 3 years ago, you played in the league. There is an understanding that you are responsible for what's put in your body. And I would, John, you'd probably concede harder today than then with the variety of supplements and drugs and different things that you may be taking. But you still, for that reason, you have to do more homework than ever before.
I actually think it might be a little bit easier
today
because of the information that is available on the web that you're getting from different medical. Like, you, if you want to investigate a company and say, okay, I hear this supplement is great. I'm hearing it from other guys around the NFL. Like, there's these rumors that always go around. And you're like, hey, take this supplement and it helps you recover. It does all the things that you want it to do, but it's up to you not to listen to rumors. And I have no idea what the supplement was that he's taken or why he's taking it.
Right. And we don't know.
No, but you hear all of these things. Well, this can really, really help you recover. And coming out of training camp, you're going to feel so much better in week 7, in week 10, in week 17. Oh man, this helped me so much last year. So guys get excited about some of these things. It is always up to you to investigate what's the company. Are they certified? Are they, are they a company that the NFL has certified as well? And then you got to go through a process. You can't just take rumor and say, well, you know what? These other guys are using it, so I'm going to use it. The other guys may get tested later. They may never get tested for these substances. You never know. And J-Mo is just you could quote unquote say unlucky, or however you want to classify it. He got tested. He popped positive. And now he's going to be down for 2 games.
And you make your own luck. If you're not putting stuff in your body that's a violation of NFL rules, even if you get drug tested, you don't fail the drug test. You stay on the football field. You don't miss time.
Right, but there are a lot of substances that will help you stay on the field a lot longer and actually recover better that are okay to take.
Right,
so you want to make sure that you're doing all of those things.
Some ticket text coming in. And of course, we want your phone calls. 248-539-9797. Ticket texter says, we don't even know what he took. 2 games seems petty to me. They're always targeting the Lions.
They're not always targeting the Lions. We hear this. This happens throughout the course of the year. It happens a lot more in the offseason.
Texter says, J-Mo's a problem child. Trade him now.
Stop it. No, he's not a problem child.
I agree. He's not a problem child. This one says, no fifth-year option for J-Mo. Bye-bye. Drag on the team. So, to your point about people piling on or turning on him, we're seeing some of that already out of the gate today.
So, I mean, we could equate this to your strikes.
Yeah, someone says, is this strike 2 on Jameson Williams?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski, and Gone South Season 4 will be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, you could kind of see that one coming. He says
I'm not ready to give up on him, but he doesn't have a long track record to put up with a suspension every single season. Obviously, he gets a pass for his ACL.
Sure, pass for the ACL. The gambling one, that's, to me, that one is inexcusable. This one is inexcusable. It's only two games, and I need to know more before I jump all over Jameson Williams. And I don't know that we'll ever get the information of what was the supplement, why was he taking it, you know, did he understand that, was he just simply trying to do this because he thought he would be able to get by and you know, skirt the policy?
Well, I would hope not, because then he was kind of asking to get suspended. Right, so he was willfully breaking the rule.
Yeah. But I don't know any of those details, so yeah. I'm not going to sit here and jump all over him and say, oh my goodness, but no fifth-year option. No, all of this. That, to me, is ludicrous.
I'm not saying don't pick up the fifth-year option either, but I almost don't think it matters what and why he was taking what he was taking. The NFL has suspended him because he broke the rules, right, and it hurts the football team. It's selfish.
It shows the lack of maturity. And I think he has matured since he's been here, you know, a lot. But it still shows that he's lacking it. I mean, it's just a sloppy mistake. It just is.
I guess I'm just of the mindset, I need more context before I start throwing out sloppy. I'm disappointed. There's no question. Yeah,
it's his job to know.
Right. That's what I'm saying. What does it matter?
His job to know.
What does it matter if it was a
context always matters.
A big performance-enhancing drug designed to make you run faster or something much smaller, more innocuous. Does it really matter? The NFL has determined it was a two-game suspension. That's really all that matters. When they play on Sunday, he won't be in uniform. And when they play the Green Bay Packers, he won't be in uniform.
Well, we also don't know when he popped positive. This could be one that he tested for at the beginning of training camp.
Well, we have an interesting text alluding to maybe he was out the game plan on Sunday for the most part and not targeted much, to show that they can do just fine without him.
I don't buy that.
I don't buy it either because he still had important blocks, but I wanted to you alluded to it, so I want to allude to the text.
Yeah, I mean, this is, if he had popped positive and they knew about it, the NFL knew about it, the Lions knew about it, J-Mo knew about it, I just don't think it would be a secret.
248-539-9797. Stu in Northville, you're on 97.1.
Hey, I just want to say, Ray Lewis in the Super Bowl used that deer antler spray. Guess what's on the banned substance list next year? It's too much information out there for you to be a world-class athlete and not know what to put in your body when your job says, hey, these are banned substances. He got to do better. I'm not saying don't give him a contract extension, but I'm glad he stood up and said, I got to take it on the chin. But in the beginning, don't take the stuff.
Right.
Yeah. The contract extension, all that stuff.
Separate.
Well, and he's not even eligible for
it's
a contract.
After the year.
But all of these things will be taken into account, save the ACL, when that time does eventually come. And we've seen draft, develop, and resign. You can't resign everyone. Is this going to be a guy in another 2 years that they say, you know what, hey, he's been really, really good, but we're tired of all the baggage that comes along with it.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
This is just another bag.
Multiple people calling me a Karen, some calling you an apologist. We'll read more ticket texts. We'll take more phone calls. By the way, Dan Campbell was asked about Chris Christie yesterday. Did you see that?
That was awesome.
We'll play the audio next, 97.1.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.